you'll see white. That's decomposition. You keep going and you'll see that. You guys are almost there.
I see white.
A group of third grade students is digging through some mulch on Petty Ranch near Sadakoy as the kids learn how the topping helps keep precious moisture in the soil.
Good job.
I found it.
Everybody find it?
These students from Ventura Citrus Glen Elementary School are visiting the ranch as part of a nearly decade-old program to teach kids about Ventura County's deep agricultural roots.
SEAG is a children's nonprofit, and we teach children about the importance of local agriculture, and we connect them to the farms in their own backyard.
Mary Moranville is the founder and CEO of the nonprofit SEAG program, which reaches about 4,000 elementary school students a year in the county.
I think they take away a keener understanding of the amount of time and the resources that go into producing the food that we eat. I think not only children, but I think most adults don't know. We all take it for granted. We know very little about the process of what it takes to grow the food that we eat.
We've got a little aphid here, and he's eating the apples. Well, the aphid's going to get eaten by a ladybug. A praying mantis is going to eat the ladybug. The bird's going to eat the praying mantis, and then you have a hawk, right? So this is the top of your food chain.
The dozens of students taking part in the SEAG Farm Lab program today are going through a series of workstations where they learn about nature and science related to farming. Claire Stinnett is one of the third graders on the field trip.
We weighed our pumpkins and measured our pumpkins and decorated them, and we also looked for bugs and talked about them.
What are you going to think the next time you go into the supermarket?
I'm going to think, oh, this may be from here, and farmers worked hard to do it.
Citrus Glen Elementary School teacher Alice Weiner says this is a great experience for the kids, who often know little about where the food they eat comes from other than it's the supermarket or maybe a farmer's market.
They learn about the crops that grow here in Ventura County, where they live. It's really a neat thing for me to see kids understand how the process from a seed to plant, and then the insects and how they're involved in the whole cycle of all the crops being grown.
And some parents say they love the program because the kids get to experience agriculture. Sabrina Alfaro came along on the field trip with her two daughters.
It's hands-on for sure. They're having them go out into the trees and look for the different things that help the leaves and the predatory bugs, and touching the soil and planting the seeds. So it's definitely hands-on. Not like a book. You won't get this from a book.
The SEAG Farm Lab program is hosted by Petty Ranch, which is co-owned by Chris Sayer. This 50-acre ranch just east of Highway 118 outside of Sadakoy mainly grows avocados and lemons. Sayer says it's important that people know about agriculture's often overlooked role in the county. Its crops generate $2.2 billion annually, employ some 43,000 people, with ag covering more than 316,000 acres in the county.
Ventura County is really unique. We're one of the biggest farm economies in the country, usually around number 10 nationally in terms of county farm values. And yet we share this county with 800,000 urban residents who usually don't have a very good picture of what we do.
Sayer says that tomorrow the county's agricultural community is hosting its 5th annual Farm Day. It's a way for not just kids in the SEAG program, but for families to learn more about the region's agriculture by touring more than 20 farms and ranches holding free open houses.
We get a chance to talk to them about what we do, and they get to see a little bit of it for themselves. I would really love for people to get a chance to not only understand a little bit more about agriculture in general, but see the wide variety of agriculture that takes place here in Ventura County, from very small farms to very large.
The farms and ranches will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The day will be capped off with a barbecue at the historic Faulkner Farm near Santa Paula, which is home to the UC Hansen Agricultural Research and Extension Center. You can find all the information, including maps, at VenturaCountyFarmDay.com. You'll need a map. Believe it or not, there are more than 2,150 farms and ranches in Ventura County. In Sadakoy, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.
You'll see white.